This record of the 49th Imamate installation ends with a special message for Ismailis throughout the world from His Highness the Aga Khan, Maulana Karim al-Husseini.
My beloved spiritual children, the recording you have just heard was of my installation ceremony as Imam in Nairobi, Kenya. This was one of three ceremonies held in East Africa in October 1957. They were the forerunners of similar installations in India, Pakistan, and other countries where the Ismailis live. What I had to say in Nairobi applied especially to Ismailis in Kenya. Now I want to add a few words of a more general nature for the Jamaats in other parts of the world. As true Ismailis, you must remember that you will always have two principal obligations. The first and paramount of these is your religious obligation to Islam and to your Imam. Your second obligation is a secular one. You must always be loyal to the country of your adoption and to whatever government is responsible for your security and well-being. This is advice which my beloved grandfather often gave to you. I believe it is as wise and true today as it was when he was alive. It constitutes the surest guarantee by which you can maintain your faith and your civic identity. By your loyalty to these two vital principles, our community's prosperity will, in the last resort, depend. And by prosperity, I am not thinking simply in a material sense. Wealth and material blessings are very far from being the only touchstones of true success. The life of a poor man with faith is more valuable than the life of a rich man with none. Each Jamaat is composed of a number of individuals, and it is they who will ultimately color and influence the community as a whole. What then are your duties as individuals, and what must you do for your own personal welfare? Education must come first. Not simply the education we receive by book learning at schools when we are young, but the education which we should be receiving every day of our existence by the very act of living. You do not have to be a learned scholar to discover in the everyday contacts of human life the value of such qualities as integrity, honesty, discipline, and humility. Second, I want to emphasize the tremendous importance of good health. And good health is not something which just happens. The human body is a very complex mechanism. It needs continual care, not just when something goes wrong. So go to the doctor regularly for checkups, and do the same with your children. What I have said is of necessity in broad and general terms. If you keep to the principles I have outlined, I firmly believe your lives will become fuller and happier. That is always my hope and prayer for my beloved spiritual children.